New Yorkers have a particular love of dogs, and so it seems appropriate that the American Kennel Club Museum of the Dog will be returning to New York City in February after 30 years in St. Louis, Missouri. While there are not actual dogs in the museum, visitors can learn about the history of dogs and the various breeds in other ways. The AKC runs the country's oldest purebred dog registry.
Well, the Meet the Breeds table has a tremendous amount of content that we've acquired over the years with the AKC. It's been helped out by our AKC staff by putting in things about the dog's origins, their appearance, their temperament, their history, and the images that we have in this collection.
There are 150 pieces in the museum and a library with 15,000 books. You can even find out which breed you resemble. The collection has paintings of royalty and U.S. presidential pets, including dogs from both Bush administrations, George W. Bush's Scottish Terriers and George H.W. Bush's English Springer Spaniel, Millie. The museum also displays the skeleton of Belgrave Joe, a 19th century smooth fox terrier that was important to shaping the breed.
This is a skeleton that was of a very famous smooth fox terrier. He was so famous, he was really sort of the father of the breed.
The American Kennel Club has been criticized for promoting dog breeding as a beauty contest, but officials say there is value in breeding to refine canine traits, from human compatibility to bomb-sniffing working dogs.
I think the best thing to take away is the fact that your dogs were meant to have different jobs. Dogs all have their own jobs today, but they had different jobs and they've changed over the years. It's learning why they were purposely bred for certain jobs and their activities and their attributes and how they would function in society.
The Kennel Club hopes the new museum's location near New York's Grand Central Terminal will draw in more dog lovers. Deborah Block, VOA News.